Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Streaming on the free Odyssey app on 94.1 on your radio and live on YouTube.
Battle's working today.
How about that?
Yeah, we finally got some new returns for the show.
Yeah.
It took was one rant out of you.
Yep. Did he miss the Jalen one from last week?
But that's not as fun as Facebook one.
Yes. The Facebook movies one.
Yes. Yeah, that rant. You had Commodore Barry Bridge rant.
Yes.
Yeah. Man of the people.
Yeah. Well, look, you shouldn't be looking at your cell phone in the movies, and the Commodore Barry Bridge just needs to be repaved. It can't be that hard. I can't do it. I'm not saying I could do it, but I'm just saying we can get it done together as a people. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I was thinking today about an age-old debate that I feel like is now over, given what is currently going on.
Okay.
With the weather. Just with the weather.
Okay.
So what I have for you is five age-old debates that I think are done. Number five is Kelly Green is better than Midnight Green. It just is. You know, you watch them get back out there in the Kelly Green, and you're like, that's Eagles football. It's such a better looking jersey. The guys look cleaner. Somehow they look faster in the Kelly Green. You know, for the first time, I didn't get to live in the Kelly Green era, but I really do wish they would go back and make it the ultimate all-time Eagles jersey. Just go back to Kelly Green.
Why?
Because it's so much better.
But I think part of what makes it more appealing to people is that it's not
it's
the
special.
Normal jersey.
I agree with you. It makes it better that it's only a couple
times
a year.
Yes, that you only get it a couple times a year.
Yeah, I think so.
Saquon jumping over the guy in the Kelly Green.
I agree. Listen, people love it. They like it. But I'm saying once you have it regularly, then it takes away from the appeal of it.
I'm glad it's back. I'm glad finally it's back into the rotation. But it's just a beautiful color. I'm glad it's a
great alternate.
Here's what I love about Fritz. Waxing poetically about the Kelly Green jersey.
Why?
You didn't see him play in it until 2010.
Yeah, well, that was the wrong jersey, too.
Right.
That wasn't the right Kelly Green. They finally got it right last year. 2 years ago.
What I mean is that you didn't grow up watching Kelly Green football.
I know. But I'm really a 60-year-old in my heart.
That's a good point. You are. Yeah.
With the maturity of a 20-some-year-old.
Yeah, 20.
15?
Okay.
10? Closer. 5? Touchdown?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll tell you. Our Super Bowls came in Midnight Green.
Well aware.
Letting you know that.
More success in the Midnight Green.
Okay.
I get it. The fourth age-old debate that I believe is settled. On a plane, the aisle seat is better than the window seat.
Yeah, I wasn't there until the last few years, but it is.
I know.
Yeah.
Like growing up, it's like, oh, I got to get on the window so I can see, you know, the really just
then
clouds.
You realize you don't care about seeing anything.
You can't see anything.
Well, I used to like it because I would lay my head against it, but I don't even do that anymore.
That was the reason there. It was an extra, like, little headrest over there.
But now, like, if you got to go to the bathroom.
There it is.
But can I tell you the negative on the aisle?
Yeah, the cart.
Well, the cart.
The Cowboy Jim's smoking everyone's leg.
Yeah. Is the cart, and if the other people have to go to the bathroom,
yes.
You get the, I'm so sorry, but...
Excuse me, yes.
Yeah, but I'd rather be the good guy than the pain.
Yes, I completely agree.
I agree, Jack.
Yeah.
And because we're taller, we definitely want the owl seat.
Oh, yeah, you guys are tall.
Yeah, we're so much taller than you. You short stuff.
Yeah.
Tom Kelly's feet can't even reach the floor.
Yeah.
I agree. I need the owl seat over the window.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind getting up to let everybody use the bathroom. You know why I love it? Because it allows me, when we go through those small moments where the cart isn't coming, I can stretch my legs.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I love it.
And not a bad wake-up call if you're asleep and they smoke your leg with the cart.
Yeah. The only place where it doesn't matter is if you have the first seat after first class. So if you're the
with
first
that front
one of economy,
thing that's open?
Yeah, like it's open and you can get up and move and there's plenty of space. But any other one, I totally agree with you. Aisle seat is superior. Yeah,
superior. The third age-old debate that I believe is settled is that Pepsi is so much better than Coke, it's not even funny.
That's not settled by anybody.
It tastes better.
No.
It's a much better tasting product.
Now, I haven't had a regular Coke or a regular Pepsi in 100 years.
Me too.
But for the diet version of it, I would take Diet Coke over Diet Pepsi 100 times out of 100. This is not settled, Jack, by any means.
By a long shot. Yeah. And quite frankly, I think Coca-Cola is better. Hope I'm not. We had any sponsors?
Nah.
They're big enough, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Choose whatever you like. Jack likes Pepsi.
By the time the taste,
a Pepsi guy's Coke.
But the taste testing all suggests, and everyone agrees, Pepsi tastes better. But we're all like, ooh, the nostalgic
who
thing.
Who is everyone agrees?
Yeah, what are you talking
about? The blind tests.
Oh.
Look at the tape.
What are you watching? Commercials from 1988?
I was going to say, blind. They haven't done blind tests since 88.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Well, plenty of people prefer Coke or it wouldn't exist.
No, but I think they do that for nostalgic trips rather than tasting.
Nostalgia?
Yeah, like back in the day. Oh, the old Coke bottle. And oh, I had Coke growing up when it was warm on a hot summer day. We'd have some
cold Coke.
Yeah, all the propaganda.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Pepsi or Coke drinker, but I would go with Coke.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about regular, not diet version, right?
I don't drink diet sodas.
Okay.
So.
No, grown people don't drink diet sodas.
Well,
what does Spike
does every
single
thing.
Those are the only people who drink diet sodas.
The attacks of Ike on health and fitness and, you know, grown people don't drink diet sodas? All right. Man. Just I'm short now too.
Yeah,
I'm not tall like you guys.
Yeah, you don't get it.
I didn't see you as a soda guy.
I'm not. I've one a day.
I don't think I've seen you drink. Soda.
Saying you're not a soda guy.
Okay,
is the same
I haven't even seen you drink.
I've one Diet Coke in the middle of the day every day.
That makes you a soda guy.
No.
Come on, dude. It's
No. There are people because I used to be a real soda guy years ago. You're talking like 16 ounces in a day. Like, you have people that drink diet soda all day long. It's not me. Me, it's a nice little treat in the middle of the day, give myself a little caffeine boost in the middle of the day.
Right. I'm sure you've got it planned out meticulously.
I do.
I know you do.
Yeah.
The second age-old debate that I believe is now settled is that TV shows are so much better than movies. Like,
oh my God, everything you're saying is wrong.
What? Like, TV shows are just like movies are an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then it's done. Yeah. Like you sink your teeth into a TV show. Like any good movie would make a great TV show.
Everything you're saying is wrong.
It would be TV shows have surpassed movies in the last 10 years, in the last 10 to 15 years, and overall, a great TV show is better than a great movie.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, okay.
It's settled.
First. It's not settled. First of all, who's got time to be watching a TV show every single week? I don't have time for it.
You went and saw the same movie twice in 3 days.
I know, but it's done. I don't have
enough. 3 weeks twice in 3 days.
But I don't have, like, you know, I don't have to watch another one the week and another one the next week and another one the next week. And then the other thing is if the TV show gets too popular, it goes on for too long until it sucks. That happens all the time. It's why Lost ended up sucking. It's why Walking Dead ended up sucking.
Good point.
You know. Come on, man.
No bad sequels? No bad?
There are.
Yeah.
But I don't need the sequel to conclude.
It winds up going too long.
Yeah, but you're getting lost in the money. Like, the greatness of a TV show can capture everyone. Appointment TV, there's none of that with movies anymore. TV shows are way better.
Seems like people are staying home more.
How are these settled debates?
Number one, though. on age-old debates that I believe are now settled. Long standing, you know. Oh, would you rather be too hot or too cold? After today, give me cold. I would much rather
be too cold than
too hot.
I've switched. I used to be too cold, would always prefer too cold. Mm-hmm. But the older I get and the creakier my joints get.
You want it warmer.
Dude, in the morning, a cold morning. First of all, waking up on a cold morning
cold
is terrible.
A cold morning is no joke. That is no joke.
It's horrible. Yes. And then if you're a dog owner.
Of course. And that's what we're both talking about.
Yep. The cold dog walk, and then they won't go out. And really just when I was younger, physically, I could handle the cold better than I can handle it now. I can't do it anymore.
But this is no fun.
This sucks, but.
At least a cold can be fun.
I don't know what's fun about that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, the thrill of, like, maybe I won't survive how cold this is. This is just.
The thrill of survival?
Yeah, there's something about the cold with that I like.
I would.
Yeah, being too cold, I get it. But being too hot, I can't take being too hot.
You can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
At least when you're too cold, you can put some layers on.
I don't want to go outside when it's too hot. I mean, yesterday, are you kidding me? I'm glad that football camp was in the morning.
This is why.
Man, every kid would have passed out there.
This is why.
Me.
This is why people like living in Los Angeles. It's never too cold. It's never too hot. It's perfect weather. Yeah. Makes you happy, you know?
I also don't like Florida because it's too hot.
Too hot.
Yeah, I don't like Florida because it's too hot.
I don't want it to be too hot all the time.
Right.
Sure. It's just the humidity. I can take the heat.
It's not
give
heat,
me the dry
the humidity.
Heat.
There it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
There
yeah. It is. I can take the dry heat.
Yeah.
It's the humidity that gets me.
These were settled in your own head.
Yeah. None of these are settled.
Jack
says Coke and Pepsi is settled.
Yeah. None of these are settled.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
215-592-9494. Jay in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Yeah, guys, hi. I think I need to add my own mystical adventures into your debate about modern sports injuries.
What do you mean?
I hope you and your readers can keep an open mind. I literally died in a car accident about a decade ago, and I was brought back to life in a helicopter. And I woke up from a deep coma 3 weeks later to the surprise of my doctors. But I traveled to the next world on those 3 weeks. And I was sort of warned and advised that planet Earth was rising to a higher frequency and we would be seeing a lot of chaos in the world which included a lot of injuries and illnesses, and that the human body would no longer be as tough and durable as it once was, and we would need to emphasize flexibility rather than strength exercises. And I think we're certainly seeing the sports injuries and the epidemic of injuries across the world. And frankly, I'm living proof that there are some magical forces working, because the doctors don't know why he even woke up, let alone learn to walk and talk again. So I think it kind of makes a lot of sense that there are some higher energies at work on our planet, and the human body just does not work the way it used to, and we're going to have to adjust. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm. So,
hold on, Jay, let me ask you this. You went to the other side for 3 weeks?
Yes.
About 10 years ago?
Yes.
Did you happen to know that we were going to go to 3 Super Bowls and win 2 of them? Did they tell you that?
That was not discussed, Ike. Oh. My guardian spirits did not have any football advice.
That would have been one of the main things I would have been looking to find out.
So, they did suggest that we need flexibility exercises more than strength exercises.
Seems like we're breaking down the important stuff.
Yeah. So just to be clear, what happened is, to recap, is that you were in a car accident. You actually died in the helicopter where they brought you back to life while you were sort of
dead
in this other world. You were informed that our bodies are changing and there would be great chaos and also great injury. And they suggested to you that flexibility is going to be more important than strength.
Well, that's true as far as the sports part of it goes, but
okay.
To be specific, if it's important, I was brought back to life several minutes later in a helicopter because the ambulance that hit me got on the phone right away to a helicopter, which was rather miraculous in the first place.
Wait, an ambulance hit you?
Yes.
Wow. Is that good luck or bad luck?
Well, I would say good luck.
Yeah.
They had, otherwise I'm dead, and they had a helicopter there in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But
wow, that's incredible. Do you have any remaining injuries or conditions because of this?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I used to be a good athlete. I cannot run at all. I do, as I was advised, I do flexibility exercises and so forth. But I think the main thing is that the planet Earth is rising to a higher frequency, and that's not a doom and gloom message. It's just that there's going to be a lot of chaos as the frequency changes, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel if we would only nurture it with positive energy. So when I see all these sports injuries, it just, and not only that, but obviously the epidemics across the world and the changes in the Earth's face all over the world, obviously it's a time of major change on the planet, but I would like to kind of maintain a positive outlook that Earth needs to rise to a higher dimension, because we certainly were nearing a dead end where we were going.
As long as we stretch.
Yeah, so hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm afraid our athletes might have to change their conditioning approaches a little bit to keep their bodies healthy.
Well, you tied it back to Halliburton.
I've already had my rant about the athletes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jay, this seems important. Have you tried to get this message to, you know, maybe a news agency or something?
Well, I'm a writer, and I'm working on a book.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I hope to share that with the world.
Yep. Are you writing the book with Eagle Shirley?
No, I have not considered that one.
Okay, all right.
I sort of understand why Ike feels like, geez, when men are men, we worked out twice a day, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
and I think it's reasonable to think that the human body is just not quite as tough and durable as it once was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay. It. Well,
enjoy your show, guys. God
bless
you.
I'm glad that you made it
back
through. Yeah.
Okay, keep up the good work, guys.
All right, thanks, Jay. Woo.
Seeing the other side.
Yep.
I always wonder, how do you come back from that? Once right. I see the other side, what am I?
Well, what if it sucks?
Yeah, like, what are we?
Well, you wonder, when something like that happens, is he actually seeing something on the other side, or is he just remembering before or right after he died?
Well,
right.
they say when you die, you get a 7-minute highlight of your life.
Is that what they say?
Who said that?
I saw it on Instagram.
Not on Instagram.
That 7-minute highlight of your life.
Yep.
Wow, what a recap.
Let me tell you, we just like, well, we put out more misinformation than anybody I ever met.
What would the music be on your 7-minute highlight tape?
Well, it's got to be 7 minutes.
Yeah,
it's got
to
be
music in the background. So it has to be a highlight tape to something.
Yeah, is it a hype video?
7-minute song. You're limited at that point.
They don't make any of those anymore.
Well, yeah, you have Kashmir, November Rain. I'm trying to think of what other songs. Hit 'em Up's only, what, 5:503, something like that.
That's probably not when you should be playing.
No, I'm just certainly not for my highlight tape. They're not. They might not need 7 minutes for me. You might need a 2-minute, maybe a quick one of the quick Beatles ones. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
My soundtrack would be Highway to Hell.
There you go.
Yeah, because he booed Donovan.
Yep. No, he didn't.
I know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I actually
have a published author. You can't even get
credit for that. Design
manual. Yeah, so, I know. Everyone wrote a book, Kenny. What was your book about?
Concrete design.
Kenny knows his stuff on that stuff, though. I got to give him. I make fun of Kenny with the other stuff, but engineering, concrete, all that kind of stuff. Kenny is aces on that.
I can stay in my lane, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And is it true that an hour after Jalen announced that his book was coming out, that the camera did said it wasn't in his top 11?
Ah, there he goes. There he goes. Well, he's just trying to show up to Cameron and Fritz. I think it's pretty obvious.
He's like, yeah, I write a book too.
Yep.
And I had a Darren Dalton Foundation event up in the Poconos, and I got to watch that Mets game last night with a bunch of the 93 Phillies, and it was great to watch it with them and to see that they hate the Mets as much as we do.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah.
Who was there?
Yeah. Let's see. We had Steve Jeltz and Danny Jackson and Ricky Vitalico and Scott Ayer and Larry Boa. And, you know, it's a lot of the 93, the guys that played with Darren Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny Jackson. Danny Jackson had the legendary, he took his shirt off on the mound. I'm trying to remember the context of that.
He ripped it off. He didn't take it off. He Hulk Hogan ripped it off.
Yep, I remember that. Flexing. Yep.
Yeah.
Danny Jackson, great storyteller, too.
Is he? I've never heard him talk.
Yeah. A lot of those guys do the fantasy camp every year.
Yep.
They're down there. And so one of the best things about fantasy camp is that evening, you're hanging at the bar, and the guys are there. You just listen. Baseball players, they got so many stories they could tell because they're on the road so much. So Danny Jackson, I mean, he was going back and forth with his stories, and I was just sitting there like, my goodness, baseball was wild.
Oh, dude, baseball was the wildest.
Baseball was wild in the 80s.
The wildest, yeah.
Yeah, the FCC won't let me tell some of the stories, but I've been with
He was a Red too, Danny Jones.
He was a Red on that 90s team.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kenny.
It's just so much fun just to see that even pro athletes are fans too. And, you know, we know how you roll, like, but it was just a good experience.
Oh, yeah.
And God, I hate the Mets. Oh, it's so great to kick their butts.
Well, yeah. You know, back then, thanks for the call, Kenny. Back then, I mean, we were talking about earlier, the Mets fans sort of invading Citizens Bank Park. Mm-hmm. Mets fans at the Vet
used to do it a lot.
Was disastrous. Oh. Well, because, like, you know, we had a lot of years back then where the Phillies were not any good.
Right.
And Mets fans.
There were a lot of seats available.
A lot of seats.
Yeah.
And they would come down to the Let's Go Mets chants at Veterans Stadium. And that big cavernous, like, you know, a stadium like that, you don't need a ton of people to have the noise ricochet within the stadium. The Let's Go Mets chants at Veterans Stadium were pretty legendary.
Yeah, it was great, though, like, when they came here. I mean, 07 to 11, I think, was the height of Phil's Mets, because they had Reyes and Wright and Delgado and Johan Santana and that. And there was a couple times the Phil's had big walk-off comebacks, and watching the Mets fans watch their team melt down.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, you know, great theater.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he brought up that how cool it is that former players or players are fans of the game.
Yep.
I've always felt this way, and being around athletes my entire life for the most part, most of us are fans of the game. It's surprising when you have guys who aren't fans of the game, particularly the sport that they played in.
Yeah.
So we'll sit around, and I don't bring up half the times that I'm the guys are texting. We're texting back and forth during Eagle Sunday. Guys I text with. So it's there are fans. Yeah, former players are watching their team and locked in.
Can I just say the text threads that you're in during Eagles games, but like making those threads public would be one of the most exciting things. You know, seeing those threads.
Yeah.
Would be incredible.
Seeing the honesty is really the big one that we'd be looking for.
So most of the guys, especially now that they're higher profile guys, they're saved in the phone under different names.
Oh, just in case.
Just in case.
Oh, that's very funny.
Just under different names, yeah.
Do you know I have Val's cousin Julia saved as Kevin Cobb in my phone? Because when I was going to buy Val an engagement ring, I was asking Julia for help, and I was texting with her, but I needed, in case my wife saw the phone, to not have her name pop up.
Right.
And for some reason, I don't know why I would think that my wife would think it was normal that Kevin Cobb was texting me, but she is in my phone as Kevin Cobb.
Man.
Kevin Cobb has never texted me in real life.
Though. Kevin Cobb?
Yeah.
We haven't seen Kevin Cobb since he left here.
Disappeared.
Just totally disappeared from
him. Him and Cliff Lee.
Where the hell is
Cliff Lee?
He doesn't do autograph shows or anything like that.
They can't get him back.
Just disappeared.
Oh yeah, he never comes back
for the 2009 reunion when we finally cheered Worth.
He's done with it.
Yeah,
he's done.
I think he's probably in the woods in Arkansas.
And Oswald has come back. Yeah.
Yeah, Oswald's.
Yeah, he's around.
Yeah, I didn't like hearing that Cliff Lee was not a good dude.
No, he didn't seem like
because that was one of that was my favorite picture during that time. Yeah, and then to hear that he wasn't really a good dude, good teammate, all of that. Yeah.
Bummer.
Like, Papelbon was a great teammate. He was just, you know.
Bad dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, Papelbon. Kirkering's taking him down, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah, 122 away.
How many we have?
122 saves away?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that countdown. We get, like, five away.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Will we still be working here by then?
I hope so.
If he's going to break it, he's gonna have to get a... Like, it's not going to be over 10 years. He's going to have to do it over 4 years or something. No? Well, that's on topper.
We're laying the groundwork.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.